Hello, my name is Presley Walker, and today I will be interviewing Cassie Gonzalez on mental health. This is going to be a super informal interview, and the questions are kind of a little bit everywhere, but I feel like since it's about mental health, it doesn't need to be perfect, as we're not supposed to be perfect. So, Cassie, do you currently have a male role model?
No.
Why?
Because he's dead.
And when did he pass away? And how old were you?
I was maybe 11, 12, 10, one of those ages. I was in sixth grade, so that was probably like 2000 and, I don't know, I'm not good at math. Probably like 14, maybe.
Okay. And are you currently diagnosed with anything?
Yeah.
What are you diagnosed with?
I have severe anxiety and a little bit of depression.
Do you believe that any of those diagnostics are because of your father passing away? Or do you believe that it could have stemmed from something else in your life?
Great question. I think it's probably not from that.
Okay.
I feel.
What challenging ways do you believe that lacking a father has affected your life?
It's probably affected my life mentally. Like, I matured faster. And I matured faster.
Do you think that's a good thing?
In some ways, yes, but also in some ways, no.
Okay. Have you developed any bad coping mechanisms for your mental health?
Probably.
What's an example of, like, a bad coping mechanism?
Sleeping, I think.
Okay. How often do you sleep?
A lot. I just sleep a lot.
Okay. Do you not do your school assignments because you're sleeping?
Yep.
And because your mental health is bad?
Yep.
Have you ever had to explain to your teacher why you can't make it to class or why you're just not up for it that day?
Yep.
Do you think teachers should be more understanding of that?
Yep.
Why?
Because I don't think they understand how big of a toll it has on a student.
I agree. Okay. Do you have any remaining trauma that currently affects your life? Yes. Okay. And what do you wish people understood about trauma?
That everyone copes with it differently and you can't help it.
I agree. Do you think depression is real?
Yes.
What's your opinion on depression medication?
I think it can be helpful in some kinds, but also in my experience, it has not been helpful.
Do you think you can heal without it?
Yes.
Do you think it's like a way of like masking your issues rather than like facing them head on?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, like, I guess like science is like different when it comes to thinking about it, but I also feel like it's kind of like mind over matter.
Right.
Like, if you take it, you just think that it's helping, but you are, like, feeding it into your brain that it's helping.
Yeah, like a mental thing.
Yeah.
Do you believe in therapy?
Yes.
Have you tried therapy?
Yes.
Was it helpful?
To an extent, I think it's helpful depending on your therapist.
Okay. Do you think that the trauma that you've experienced in your life or just your experiences in general will affect your future relationships?
Wait, ask that again?
Do you think, like, what you have experienced in your lifetime will affect your future relationships?
Yeah, probably.
In what ways do you think it'll affect them?
By, like, the way I trust people or, like, the way I open up.
And what do you think caused that?
Probably my mom's sickness and my dad dying and people just leaving.
Okay. I'm sorry. How do you think you've coped in a positive way?
Getting out of my house, hanging out with people.
Do you think that actually helps, or do you think it's just like a... Like, are you happy, and then whenever you're by yourself, are you sad? Like, are you emotionally independent? Like, are you okay? Or do you use, like, coping mechanisms to...
I think yes and no. Like, I think it helps still. Like, I think it's better than me, like, staying in and not doing anything at all.
Mm-hmm. And if you had to describe your current mental health, how would you describe?
I think I'm chilling.
You think you're chilling?
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think chilling is good. It's not positive. It's not negative. It's just chilling. And what advice would you give other people who are struggling with their mental health?
That it gets better if you try.
All right. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. This is Presley Walker and Cassie Gonzalez, and we are signing off. But I hope y'all have a great day. Bye-bye.